also tied their fire on the Lord. You have assembled here for association. Sadhusam, Mahatsangha. You could have done easily chanting Hari name, reading books, doing all activities at your home. You can do it. But why you came here? Expensing so much, a lot of money, energy, and also money, you have come here only for hearing Hari Katha. It is a very good sign, very good sign. Everywhere, association, high class of association of births are glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam, here, there. In Ekasi, this kirtan, Shuddha Bhakti, what is the meaning? The lotus dust of the feet of high class of Vaishnava, especially in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially in the line of Rupa Goswami. And if they are Rasik Vaishnava, knowing all kinds of kinds of purpose, very high. So when Sukadeva Goswami began to give class on Srimad Bhagavatam, even Narada, even Vyas, even Parashar, all high-level persons, they were there to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from such a high class of devotees. So I think that you are so fortunate, so, so much fortunate to be a Srimad. So I pray Krishna, I pray Srimati Radhika, combined mercy of them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru Nityananda Prabhu, to bestow their mercy. Not their mercy, but His mercy. They are not different. No? One. So I told only His mercy, her mercy. So I think it will not go in vain, your coming. Never, if you have lost so much, no heart, if there are so many worldly desires, no heart. If you have so many things, no heart. If you have so strong belief on association, sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarvasiddhi. Lomatre sadhu sangha, sarvasiddhi. What is the meaning of sarvasiddhi? Sarvasiddhi?
All perfection.
If you like moksha, oh, very good. If you want swarga, oh, very good. If you want Vaikuntha, oh also. If you want the love and affection of Ramchandra like Hanuman or Bharat, oh very quickly. And if you want to be queens, prominent kings of Dwarka, Dwarka, Satyabhama and others, oh very quickly, more quickly. And if you want to be Brajavasi, and their love and affection for Krishna is one. Oh, Krishna will engage Srimati Radhika. Oh, try to give them, manage that at once they should have. And if Srimati Radhika wants them, oh, quickly. Don't if you had some doubt, duplicity and other things, then this sadhu sangha will not give. So, this would be sadhiyam. Sadhiyam, you know, is
Guru and Bhutavarya is meant. Sadhu Dura is to Panchacharya, after so far, Pisambhama, sadhiyam, bhavajan mane.
Rupa Goswami has told, especially for five items of Srimad Bhakti, most prominent. And what are they? Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sri Mukti Shraddhaya Sevan, Sakal Sadhana Shrestha Ei Panchanga,
Krishna Prema
Janmai Ei
Panchanga.
The meaning is that if you are chanting Hari name, but in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rupa Goswami asking his life, Tannam Rupa Chaitanya Sukritanam Kravi Rasana Manasi Niyamcha Tishthan Vajay Tadanu Ragi Janan Kami. This is for most important. If you are chanting, remembering, doing anything, but in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava, in the line of Rupa Goswami, and being in Braja, and if you are not in Braja, then, oh, think that your mind is always in Braja. So all these things, Naam, Kirtan, Bhagavat, Sravan, but in the association of that association, high class of Vaishnava. And Mathura Vas also. Mathura Vas means here Vrindavan or Prajmandal, Kshetramandal, Gaurumandal, anywhere. But in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava. If you are going to know this, in the guidance of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Narottam Thakur, right? And if you are doing Archan, or that Archan will not do, but you are going in the guidance of Raghunath Das Goswami. Your asana should be like Raghunath Das Goswami. Bath of Thakurji with tears. Arjan with eyes. Fanning with brow. Crooked eyes. Like this. And more, one. So I have told all. But also be in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava. Then if your name is somewhat less, no harm. If your archan is less, no harm. Some defective, no harm. But in the guidance of always high class of Vaishnava. Otherwise, it will be no high class of Vaishnava. So give importance on this. You should not think, oh, he is the disciple of my Guru. Whether he has quality or not, but I should follow. Oh, this will not do. You should always keep your eyes, your heart, where? Oh, who is high class of Vaishnava? In the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always this. Don't, there should be no caste and creed. Nothing. So, we should try to follow all these things. First of all, I want that Prem Prayajan should speak on glory of Sadhu Sangha Mahaprabhu. And then there is the fourth class.
So Srila Gurudev requested me to mention something about the glories of Sadhu Sangha. Everywhere throughout the scriptures, the glories of Sadhu Sangha have been given. And they are so wonderful and inconceivable and miraculous that we cannot explain them. It is such a great thing. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Mathura Mandal, he met with one Brahmin there, Sanadiya Brahmin. And when he saw him, they began to have kirtan. And this Brahmin, he was chanting in the kirtan, and he was crying. And he had such ecstatic symptoms that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, then he could understand one thing. He said to him, "I think that you must have had some connection with Madhavendra Puripad. Because unless anyone has had connection with Madhavendra Puripad, no one can have such ecstatic transcendental love for the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna." So, this is the effect. Without Sadhu Sangha, then this transcendental love cannot be realized. And Sadhu Sangha produces such a miraculous effect that even the lowest of persons can become very elevated very quickly. So, Sri Kapiladev, he told his mother, Devahuti, "Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti rit karna rasayana katha tadyoshnat ashu apavarga vatmani shraddha ratir bhakti anupramishyati." Here, Sri Kapiladev is describing that one must associate with devotees, satam, sadhus. When we discuss the topic of sadhu sangha, there are two important things here, sadhu and sangha. Sadhu, what does it mean? Sadhnoti cha sadayati cha krishna prena iti sadhu. A sadhu is that person who engages one in real sadhana so that one can actually attain one's goal, sadhya. Without engaging in proper sadhana, then no one can attain the goal. Sri Ramananda Rai, who talked to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Sadhya vastu sadhan vina seho nahi pai, kripa kari kahi rai, thabara upai." Oh, Ramananda Rai, unless one performs proper sadhana, then he cannot attain his sadhya, the aim and objective of his life. So be kind to me and describe these things. So this is called sadhu sangha. The sadhu is the person who will bring one in the line how to properly hear, chant and remember in order to attain the perfection of life. He's called sadhu. And he is absorbing sat, the absolute truth. He has realized the absolute truth. Aparajnan tattva bhaje prajnananandan. Prajnananandan shama sundar, he is the absolute truth. So sadhu and sangha, one will have to associate with the sadhu. What is that association? Sangha. Samyak rupen anugaman. To completely sangha means to completely follow by body, mind and words, the moods and activities, especially the internal moods of the sadhu. Approaching the sadhu, giving up all vidya buddhi. What is vidya buddhi? Oh, I am so intelligent. My ideas are very good. My realizations are so high. My understanding of scripture is very clear. Giving up all of these things and coming like a black slave in front of the sadhu and surrendering one's heart there and then hearing very submissively and praying that some drop, one tiny sprinkle of the drop of the moon of the sadhu will come in one's heart. Then this may be called sangha, association. It should be with love. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has described this, satam prasangam. Prasangam, not only sangha, satam prasangam. Prasang, prakristrupain, sangha. The most excellent type of sangha. What is that excellent type of sangha? Srimad Bhagavatatanam asvado rasikasaha svajate ashe snigde sadhu sangha svato bare. One should taste the meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is filled with so many esoteric meanings. How? In the association rasika saha, in the association of those Vaishnavas who are rasik, who are expert in relishing the mellows of Srimad Bhagavatam. But that sangha, there are some conditions. What are they? The conditions are that Swajata Yashesh Nigdei Sadhu Sangat Soto Bare. Swajat, it means that one should associate with that sadhu who is established, perfect, who is realized in the mood for which one is aspiring. If one is aspiring to be the maid servant of Srimati Radhika, one should seek the association of a sadhu who is realized in that mood. Swajata Yashesh Snigdei. Snigdei means that that sadhu, he should be have a particular interest in you. He should be concerned about your welfare. He has some affection for you. Swajata Yashesh Snigdei and Sadhu Sangha Swatobare. Of course, the sadhu, he must be significantly more advanced than oneself. So this is called Satam Prasanga. And what will happen in that Satam Prasanga? Mama Virya Samvido. Mama Virya Samvido. In that association, one will be able to hear Mama Virya Samvido. The Supreme Lord is saying, discussions about my very heroic and wonderful pastimes. Bhavanti Ritkana Rasayana Kata. This kata is Bhavanti Ritkana Rasayana. It is very pleasing to the heart and to the ears. It is so sweet to hear. Very, very sweet. And it will satisfy the heart. And the result of hearing it, Tadyoshanat Ashu Apavarga Vartnani. Very quickly, all anat will go away. The path of liberation will quickly be opened for that jiva who subjects himself to hearing from the lotus mouth of such an elevated sadhu. Shraddha, Ratir Bhakti, Anupramisyati. First of all, Shraddha, Paramarthik Shraddha. Transcendental faith in the spiritual subject matter will appear in his heart. The desire, I want to serve Krishna. And that desire will become thicker and thicker until it becomes rati. Shuddha sattva visheshatma prena suryangsu samyava. His heart becomes purified. And through the medium of the Harikata, his shraddha becomes thicker until the swarup shakti, bhakti shakti itself, descends from the hearts of the associates of Krishna and Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan through Guru Parampara and shines upon the heart of that sadhak. And then he comes in a stage called Bhava Bhakti. And then as he goes on hearing and associating, he will come in the stage of Prema Bhakti. One of these stages occur one after another. So this is the glory of Sadhu Sangha. This morning, Srila Gurudev, he gave the example of Jana Sharma, the Brahmin, Matu Brahmin, and how he met with Gokumar, Sarup. So Sarup spoke so much kata to him, yet he had not realized that kata. He had not understood it. He had not felt it within his heart. Only hearing, but not any realization. So Sarup, that is Gokumar, he understood this. And he did something which is not available by reading books. He did something which is not available by reading a database. Something which is not available by watching videos of any sadhu on the television. Something that is not available by hearing from any tape recorder or any medium whatsoever. What did he do? He gave him his blessings. He placed his hand upon his head and he blessed him. And in a moment, he found himself racing all the way up to Goloka Vrindavan. And he became an eternal associate of the Krishna, just like Sarupa himself. So one may say, oh, but this is impossible.
How?
Where is this sadhana?
Sarup, Sarup, means Gokumar. He had practiced so less and less years, and but and he went there gradually everywhere, and after that he came to Vrindavan, and from there he went to there. He took so many births, so many times, so much time, and for him
Janasarma,
he never did any practice or anything, only by the mercy of Sarup. What Sarup had with so much difficulty, and in a moment, hitting hands, and Sarup and this Brahmin knew all things, and went to Vrindavan directly. So how wonderful. Don't disbelieve. Don't have doubt. Nor duplicity. Nothing. And quickly you will also realize this same thing.
So here, Srila Gurudev is making the comparison. Just see Gokumar, lifetimes and lifetimes.
many thousands of years, he slowly, slowly, by Kram Pantha, step-by-step sequence, he gradually, gradually made his way back home, back to Godhead. And now, this Brahman, Janashama, in one moment, from here to there, in a moment, he blessed him with all of his love and realizations, put them into his heart. So this is the power of Sadhu Sangha. One may say, oh, but this is impossible. You have to spend years and years doing sadhana to get this. But no. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, in his commentary, to cut all doubts, he has written a verse. Mahat Sangam Mahatmyam Evaitad Paramad Bhutam Kutato Yena Vipraso Sadhyo Bhutat Sarupavat. Don't doubt it. Mahat Sangam Mahatmyam. The glories of Sadhu Sangha Evaitad Paramad Bhutam. They are supremely astonishing, miraculous. You cannot put your mind and intelligence into it. So don't doubt for a moment. In a moment, a sadhu, he can bless one quickly. He becomes so perfect and advanced, just like him. So we see in the example of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, how at the end of his life, he was staying at Radhakund, and day and night crying, and feeling high mood of separation, rolling on the ground. How is it possible to attain such a thing? Why? Because in his childhood, he would play in the lap of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur blessed him. And then, as he grew up, he left home and he had the association of Swarup Damodar. He also had the association of Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of their associates, Gadara Pandit and others, Nityananda Prabhu. And afterwards he left Jagannath Puri and he went to Vrindavan. And there he came under the shelter and guidance of Srila Sanatana Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. And then, oh, they had disappeared, and then he was crying and feeling this very high mood of separation. How will this mood come in our heart? It's only possible by Sadhu Sangha. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, he has composed one verse. In that verse, he has written that Anuradha Radha Padam Bojirenum Anasritya Vrindatari Tadpadankam Asambhasitad Bharapadam Virachitam Kutashyama Sindho Rasasyavagaha. Oh my dear friend, do you want to taste the ocean of Shyamaras, the nectar and mellow of the love of Shri Radha and Krishna? If so, then you will have to meet some requirements. What are they? First of all, Anuradha Radha Padam Bojirenum. First of all, you will have to worship the foot dust of Srimati Radhika. Anasritya Vrindatari Tadpadankam. And you will have to worship Vrindavan Dham, which is sanctified by the footprints of Srimati Radhika. And especially, Asambhasitad Bhavagam Dhirachitam. You must associate with and hear the nectarine discussions of the pastimes of Radha Krishna with that devotee whose heart is fully dedicated to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Only then can you understand, have some idea or conception, and ultimately realize what is the Yuga Priti of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, it is quite impossible.
So you should know a strong belief what has been told here. In high class of association, or really first Shraddha, and then Shraddha to Sadhan, and then Shraddha to Sadhya, and gradually it will increase, and love and affection for Krishna surely will come. But we see that if you are associating, thinking that, oh, high class of association, we are doing, but a lust comes in heart, and a wish to marriage comes, a desire comes for worldly opulence or anything, then what should we decide? Is it the fruit of high association? Why it came? Then try to give up that association very quickly. There is some defect. Otherwise, apostate voting the association of Haridas Thakur, or there are so many instances they can renounce all their life. Like Raghunath Das in the association of Haridas Thakur, in South Damodar. In that, they can like this. In even dream, they had no desire for worldly things. Gradually, they are letting Krishna consciousness and bitterly waiting for Radhe Radhe Radhe. Tavai Vashmi,
Tavai Vashmi,
Na Jivami, Iti Our Guru, you should enlist my name in your list of your dasis. And if you are not doing so, then what should I do? I'll give up my life. Even my name should be in the last noha. In the last. Even it may be that your dasi, 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 dasi. Oh, then dasi. Noha. I want to be the dasi of your dasi, of your dasi, of your dasi. So it will list my name. Otherwise I will give up my life. So the result of sadhu sangha is this. But if you are thinking that, oh, lust is coming, I must marry, I do these things. I should have a very high class of building like this or that. So many affluences. Or this is not fruit of association. Then we should think, where is defect? And try to reform. That is why in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhyane Prayasa Buddha Parshyana Mantra. Oh, yes, this is a strength of time. That's plain.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a very beautiful discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Rai Ramananda, what is the perfection of life? What is the essence of perfection? One of the suggestions made by Sri Ramananda Rai is this. And this is the first suggestion where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reject it and say it is external, say something else. When Sri Ramananda Rai gave this suggestion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is very good, now you can go on more. So what is this verse? Gyane priyasa udapasam namanta eva. Gyane has two meanings. One, we know that gyan means mental speculation culminating in the desire for becoming one with the Supreme. But there's another meaning, and that is to become a gyani bhakta, a devotee who is aware of the opulences of God. He's aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Ramananda Rai is saying, Gyane Prayasa Udapasana Manta Eva, that one who completely gives up this conception that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and instead hears these sweet pastimes of Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna from the lips of a pure devotee, it doesn't matter. Stane Stita Struti Gana. If he's hearing, it doesn't matter what position he is in the varnas and ashramas. It doesn't matter if he's in a very fallen position, as Srila Gurudev mentioned, if he has so many anarthas, if he's a brahmana, if he's a vaishya, if he's a sannyasi, if he's a grihastha, it doesn't matter. Whatever one is, stane stita shruti gana, tanuman manobi, if he's surrendered to this hearing, and following what he hears with his body, mind, and words, then no matter where he is, anywhere in the three worlds, Tais Trilokyam, Jita Jitopyasi, he who is unconquerable, Ajita, who is never conquered by anyone, becomes conquered by that aspiring devotee.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So, Sanatana Goswami, or unknowingly, he is in the association of lusty person, smoking and taking drugs and all other things. Character is very loose. But anyhow, he takes his meal with him, sleeps with him, and so many things with him. Then what will be the result? You will go to hell. Like this thing. You will be like him. Your character will be loose. You will begin to take drugs and all things. And thus, you will be very far away of bhakti and will be spoiled. Similarly, not willingly, you are going in the association of a very high class of Vaishnava. And you are taking meal with him, talking something and always with him. Then what will be the result? All his good qualities will enter in. And thus your life will be successful. Even he has told that he has taken this shloka from Yogasist or anywhere, that if anyone is going to high class of association, very high class of devotee, very good character, he has so much love and affection for Krishna in chanting, in remembering Hari Katha. It is not still telling anything Hari Katha. You should see it with him. Don't give up his association. If he tells any worldly things, oh, there will be so much benefit from that. Anyhow, he will bring Krishna pastimes there very quickly. And he will convert all these worldly things in high class of like this. So he is not telling any Hari Katha, even. Oh, you should try to be with him. Also, Sada Santo Adhikam Sabja Jadda Na Upadesham Tina. If he is not giving any
instructions,
even. Oh, you should try to be there. Vidur has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jat seva, sevaya, bhagavata utastha madhudvisha, ratirasu bhavetti prapadyog deshanadhyam. Very high class of this, Sanatana Goswami. Srimad Bhagavatam, Tritiya Skanda, 7th chapter and 29th shloka. Jat sevaya bhagavata putastha. By the serving of that class of high bhagavata, who they are, bhagavata putastha madhudvisha, those who are serving Bhagavata, Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna Himself, those who are serving, oh, their association is high class. If there is no greed for that, my mind is not liking, or some sleepiness coming, idleness coming, but I will not give up. I will be with them. Always with them. Then what will be? Rati rato bhavetti bra padayo vasanadini. Sanatana Goswami is telling. Here Kutastha means who has left everything worldly things totally. Kutastha, worldly desire, lust and everything. Even he has left what? All kinds of desire of swarga, moksha, even dvarkadish and all others, everything. He is kutastha. Moreover, who is kutastha? You know kut? Kut means mountain. Kutastha, who is always on the mountain. Who? Krishna, Bhagavan, on the Govardhan Hill, always there. Madhu Disha, what is that doing? Always enjoying Madhu. Madhu of honey of Gopi, Shakha, and everything there. And if you are serving with your initiating, a bhakta of this kind of Madhu Disha means Krishna. When he is still cowherding in Annapur and he is playing in Brokshaw, Govardhan, then Arati Rathu Bhavetti Parajayo Deshana, then Arati, Krati means bhav comes. In the Lord's feet of Krishna Chandra, very soon. Otherwise, another meaning, Rati Raso, a greed, high class of greed, like Rati comes in Rash, to enter Rash, a greed will may come, very soon. And Kavetti Bra, what? Padayor Deshanagri, in Govardhan Hill, the gopis are dancing, Krishna is dancing. And then it may be that Krishna will develop to gopis. Oh, now you are tired. Shrikant comes. And he takes his pitambas and
removes
his face. Oh, may tight your ankle belts. Oh, may I message you? Because you are tired in
this.
So, this is called Rash. In the Rash, you may enter by hearing, by associating such kind of bhakts. If you are in the council of Rupa Goswami and Prabhunatha Bhakti is giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam, or you should come to Jagannath Puri in the council of, where?
Tota Gopinath.
And yes, who is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam? Radha. And who is Srota?
Mahaprabhu.
Is? And likewise so many. Sarvadasa may be with him, Ranamananda may be with him, other Raghunath Das Swami, sometimes Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami may be there. Shikhi Maiti and Madhuri Devi may be there. And who is speaking? Ladadhar Pandit. Who is he? Actually, Shri Radhika. And Srimati Radhika is giving class of Srimad Bhagavata, Parash Panchadhyayi, Tava Katha Amritam. Oh, how high class of association is there. Then what will be the result if you are in that class of association? Oh, rati raso bhavet tibra. Then you will have so much thick greed to enter in that class by hearing this class. Highest thing. You cannot imagine even. So you should know that if a high class of Vaishnava is coming anywhere, what it means? Swamiji came, Bhaktivedanta Swami, your Prabhupada came. Why he came? What he realized in his so many pastimes, past lives, what he learned from his Gurudev in so many years, he came to give all these things, his realization, all to you. In a moment, he wanted. But you were not so much qualified to, intelligent to take. Similarly, accept my all Guru Varga, all Guru Varga. And I have realized something. I have come for a part thing, to give these realizations. Sometimes I become worried that I cannot give, because I am not so qualified. Or it may be that anyone is not so qualified to realize all these truths. But really, no self-interest, nothing. Only to help you and to give the same thing, and that is why I am giving all these things in this class. If any rare person in lakhs and lakhs, anyhow, he picks up this katha, then it is the very gain of whole world. After me or after that gurus, or he will give all these to others. And in them some will be qualified to realize. Thus, in a change in Guru Parampara, this katha will go on. Otherwise, if we are not giving all these things, or a stoppage in that link will come. And what will happen? All will be deprived of having this. So, whether you have so much taste or not, anyhow, you should try to be there and to hear all this. Gradually, gradually, you will feel gradually all kinds of lust, worldly desire will go quickly. Tasme man mukharitam madhubhish charitra piyush rasesh sarita parita shravan ताजे पिबंते अवृत्सो निपगाण करण तन्न स्पृशति असन तेन भय शोक मोहा पढ़ी जमीन जमीन दिल ट्राई टू लिसन इट वेरी केयरफुल बिकॉज इट हैज कम फ्रॉम सो फार फार डिस्टेंस and getting your all these things only for this. If you are taking this a little bit, oh, then my coming will be successful here. You cannot please me, mate, by anything else, by money, by praise. Oh, I have so much praise. I have so much praise in my feedback. I'm tired by nothing. Only you and God. That is a very little of what we are discussing here. If sometimes sleepness comes, I see that someone would like to do this. They want to go outside because sleepness comes. You should bring something. I have some medicine for this. Or chili powder. When this will come, then put something and give
punishment of desire. Why was?
Janasya Jananjana Salataya Chachu Nitanjana Tasmi Sri Gurave Namaha. So, Srila Gurudeva was explaining about the story of Sadhu Sangha. So Gurudeva quoted one slok, Satan Tasmin Man Mukharita Madhuvit Charitra Piyusa Sesha Parita Sarita Saganti Tare Vivanta Nipadipti Sagara Karnai Tanna Pisantira.
Very sweet. For Sanlap with Gopis. Sasisam vidam Shishayodayam Prahasitanam Prema Vishanam Vyadurasyo Vichadamade Moha Nishvita Mohyadena. Oh, very sweet Rasala. What
Rasala?
Oh, Krishna, we are very thirsty. Well, you can go to Jamna, here and there you can take. Oh, we are very thirsty. You should try to realize our thirst. So this is Rasala. Can you give some water? Oh, you should go to Jamna, here and you can take water. No, I am very thirsty of your love and affection. These are very sweet. But there are so many things. Kali Dadamana Antanachyati. So, all the dynamic breathing of Srimati Radhika is like bat and Divyon Mahat. Jal Prajalt is going there. And it's telling. And Buddha is hearing in all past times. But, black bee, you should at once go out from here. Oh, you are a drunkard and you are unpure. Oh, at once, I don't want to see you. And if you want to, fell on my feet, telling that I have brought some Sandesh from Krishna. I don't want you and
your master
any messenger. What is that? What do this charity? You success. More than nectar. You success. All this. Drinking these nectars from where? Yes. Not from mouth. And you will never be satisfied in less and less. Yes. Oh, more should come, more should come. Very peace. So in this shloka, this is all.
The Parita Sarita Savanti. So the nectarian drink we have to drink with ear. In material world, we drink by mouth. But here, we should not drink by mouth. We have to drink this nectarian drink from bona fide sadhu by ear. So what is effect? So if we hear with ear, then pravishta karna randhena sanang bhava sarauruham dhunati samalam krishna salilastha jathasara. Then Krishna will enter through your ear, because Krishna and Krishna's katha, there is no difference. Krishna will enter in our heart by causeless mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas through Harikatha. Pravishta karna randhena, and Krishna is threefolded. If he enters one, he never come out. So pravishta karna randhena sanam bhava sarvaruham, and then our bhava will be manifest in our heart, and gradually bhava will transfer in prem, then we can control Krishna in our heart. Sanam dhunati samalam Krishna. Incarnate may come in our mind. If we have so many types of anarthas or special illas, then Sukadeva Goswami is telling another thing. Then Sukadeva, anger and lust, another thing. Then Sukadeva Goswami is telling, dhunati samalam Krishna. Then Krishna will wash out all these things. Sukadeva Goswami is giving an example. Salilastha jatha sarat. the rainy season, all rivers and ponds become muddy. If you want to purify it, if you put so many potassium permanganate, yet when rain will come again, it will muddy. But when autumn will come, due to coming of autumn season, the water will be transparent automatically without any effort. Similarly, if you want to remove your lust, anger and anarthas by your own endeavor, not possible for you. But if you do sadhu sangha and the guidance of any bona fide Gurudev and Vaishnavas, then...
And hearing,
this pastime,
very powerful.
Is so powerful, then all Krishna will wash out all these things and he will take position in your heart. Then never that battle will come in your heart again and again, not possible to come them back. So, Tari Pivanta Nitisha Vipadara Karnai, stand up Tishan, Trida Bhayasoka Moha. Tishan means to touch, Bhayasoka Moha. Then, Bhay means fear. What is the most fearful thing in this world? Death. So, it is beyond death, out of death. That means, when you hear Harikatha, gradually, through Guru Parampara, Sutta Satta come in your heart, and after that, when Sutta Satta will be more thick and minus will come for Krishna, then pain will come in our heart after the Sarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. Then we have never to come back in this world, so there is no question of death, fear of death. So, Stanna Krishna Tira, Bhaya Soka Moha. And Soka means, when you lose anything in this material world, then you become unhappy. But where there is no chance to come back in this material world, there is no chance of soap. And moha means bewildered or attachment with material thing. So when you shall hear Harikatha, then this moha will go away forever also. So Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad has explained in his Bhagavatamritam an emphasis in sadhu sangha, glory of sadhu sangha. Which Sanatana Goswami is explained here? If we read again and again, easily could not understand, it's very hard. But Gurudev, causeless merciful, being causeless merciful, he explained in a very, very simple way, and just like if one affectionate mother or father teaches son and catch handing, holding his hand, is writing this A, B, the boy does not know that anything. Affectionate father or mother teaching similarly. Gurudev, being so causeless merciful, karunaya vidravam deha, being so merciful, he is teaching us and he is pointing out the essence of Srila Sanatana Goswami's commentary, that which we could not understand our own effort. So Gurudev mercifully explained his very simple way and with example by which we can understand very easily. Hare Krishna. Bhanshakam Bhutarupa.
Collection we can remember this word, Dikriditam Vradhuhi Dantya Vishnu. Shuya Asaparani Yetaja Bhakti Param Bhagavati Patiradhya Kamam Vidarokamasu Apihinatya Chirayati. If you are in good high class of business here, and if you are hearing, and then after that hearing, you are
Explaining.
Okay. Or writing any valuing book in your translation, in poetry translation, or any value, glorified. Then first prema will come. Kama of Krishna will come here. And then worldly lust and everything. So quick. We will try to explain it tomorrow. Now also, doctor has told to be very careful. So today our class is finished and tomorrow we should come. And gradually we will develop and we will try to get very strict classes and powerful
classes.
But we will be sadhan of this Krishna. And we just would always try to follow. Strongly, having no duplicity, nothing, no self,
Yes. Interest. Be very simple. Very simple. If you are simple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, quickly.
In Vashi.
Otherwise, oh, it may take so much long. So go, Pranam.
Jai Jashoda Nandana Krishna.